This is Mark Steiner, and today is June the 24th. Welcome to This Day in History. That's the legendary John Coltrane playing a saxophone on the alto sax. We play that today because it is the day that the saxophone was patented by Adolph Sax in Paris, France, in 1846. The 1830s in America saw one of the paramount struggles for freedom and democracy. It was a decade where the United States government moved to seize all native lands in the southeast and southern states. The Cherokee had been loyal to the United States during their wars and adopted the U.S. form of government. And along with other members of the so-called Five Civilized Nations, Creeks, Choctaws, Chickasaws, and Seminoles were targeted for forced removal. The United States government's intentions ultimately led to the Trail of Tears, where thousands of Native people died on a forced march from their homelands to the territory of Oklahoma. Well, today in 1832, a man named Reverend Samuel Worcester was arrested and convicted of living and working with the Cherokees. While in Washington, D.C., the Supreme Court ruled it was illegal for the state of Georgia to seize Indian lands and nullify Indian tribal laws and beliefs. Before that trial began, President Andrew Jackson declared he would never take the side of the Cherokees over the state of Georgia. When the decision was handed down, he said, "Chief Justice John Marshall has rendered his decision. Now let him enforce it." Jackson continued until he was successful in displacing tens of thousands of Native peoples from their lands. On June 24, 1968, Washington, D.C. and Capitol Hill police destroyed and tore down Resurrection City, a shantytown that had been built by 5,000 poor people of all races who had followed Martin Luther King's dream and the Poor People's Campaign he wanted to build. They came from the ghettos, barrios, reservations, and hollers to build Resurrection City, demanding racial and economic justice in America. After 50,000 supporters who came for a demonstration supporting the Poor People's Campaign left the city, the government tore down the demonstrators' shacks and tents, arresting people and forcing most to flee back to their homes. The powerful statement of Resurrection City stood for about 6 weeks. And in 1898, during the Spanish-American War, the famed 10th Cavalry, the Buffalo Soldiers, were shipped from Montana to fight. The government called them the Immune Brigades, asserting that African Americans were immune to tropical diseases. Well, the 10th Cavalry on this day broke the back of the Spanish Army, forcing them from their entrenched positions in Aguasimas, Cuba. It's an irony the black soldiers so maligned racially liberated a nation that the United States had wanted to incorporate it since 1848 as a slave state. Cuba was a state where Africans had been in rebellion against Spain for 30 years. History is always convoluted and always clear. Two iconic ends of apartheid occurred today. In 1964, South Africa instituted the 90-Day Act, allowing it to detain any person without trial for 90 days. The person could be arrested, could be held for another 90 days after that, and after that, and after that, indefinitely. And on this day in 1995, South African President Nelson Mandela presented white Afrikaner Francois Pilnier the Webb's Ellis Trophy when South Africa won the Rugby World Cup Finals. Rugby had been an all-white sport for South Africa until then, and the iconic photo, according to Mandela, was declaring apartheid dead. And we remember Mary McLeod Bethune on this day, who was appointed Director of Negro Affairs for the National Youth Administration in 1936. She became the first African-American woman to receive a major federal appointment. And here's a song for your June the 24th. Today in 1958, Nina Simone released her debut album, Little Girl Blue, on Bethlehem Records, at a time in her mid-20s when she was trying to pursue her dream of becoming a classical concert pianist. She sold the rights of all the songs in this album to Bethlehem for $3,000. Despite tension between Simone and Bethlehem over the lack of promotion of her record, that deal cost her over $1 million in royalty profits. Nina Simone left Bethlehem Records for Colpix, but Bethlehem released an unauthorized album of her work after her departure, featuring unreleased tracks of Little Girl Blue, and we hear now the song Little Girl Blue, Love Me or Leave Me.
Don't want to borrow, have it today to give back tomorrow. Your love is my love, there's no love for nobody else.
To continue your exploration of this day in history, visit steinershow.org for resources. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back with our program.